Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
When investor Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme unraveled amid the financial crisis of 2008, the numerous people he ripped off included clients in Boston and some who made money in the fraud as well. Madoff, who died yesterday in prison at the age of 82, orchestrated the largest bait and switch in history, defrauding thousands of investors out of tens of billions of dollars over the course of nearly two decades and ruining many of his clients' lives in the process. Here with us now to talk about Madoff's impact on the Boston area is WBUR investigative reporter Beth Healy, who covered the story more than a decade ago as a reporter for the Boston Globe. Beth, hi there. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Bob.
So Madoff's Ponzi scheme was, as we all know by now, a massive story nationally. In some ways, it was the story that personified the excessive greed that led to the 2008 financial crash. So take us back to that period for a moment or two.
Sure. So it was December of 2008. Some giant Wall Street firms had failed. Banks were reeling. And then on December 11th, the news hit. Bernie Madoff had been arrested by the FBI. This was a guy who'd been in finance for decades. He'd been chairman of the NASDAQ. An old source of mine left a voicemail on my work phone that morning, and he said, "Beth, this is huge. Get on this now." And I frankly didn't know Madoff had any Boston connections at that time. But we started making calls, and people were telling us that he preyed in particular on families in the Jewish community. So we started looking into family foundations like the Goldbergs of Stop and Shop, local Jewish schools, and they were all investing with Madoff. And then we found the Shapiro family.
Well, let's zero in on one member of the Shapiro family, Carl Shapiro, a Boston businessman, famous philanthropist, who also died recently. He had a close relationship with Bernie Madoff.
He did. There were times when he actually had said that Madoff was like a son to him. Shapiro was one of Madoff's early investors, and Shapiro also had a son-in-law, Bob Jaffe, who was a broker for Madoff. Prosecutors tried to build a case that said Shapiro and Jaffe knew or should have known that Madoff was running a Ponzi scheme. You know, you can't just get 10% plus returns year in and year out for decades. But the Shapiro family denied any knowledge of the fraud, and in the end, there were no criminal charges. They agreed to settle with regulators, and they had to return $625 million to defrauded clients. That was money that Madoff had essentially taken from other investors to pay them. Carl Shapiro lived to 108 years old at his homes in Palm Beach and Boston. And it's another weird turn in this epic story that he actually died just weeks before Madoff did.
It's almost unbelievable. So while Shapiro lived out his days relatively unscathed by the scandal, Bernie Madoff was sentenced to 150 years and spent the rest of his life in prison.
You know, the day he was sentenced in New York, it was a surreal scene. As you can imagine, hundreds of reporters were waiting outside the courthouse to get in. One funny detail, when I got there, I realized you weren't allowed to bring a laptop in. So I just kind of tucked mine behind one of the TV vans and hoped it would work out. And it did, luckily. The courtroom was packed. Madoff was in a dark suit. And at one point, he turned to face the victims who'd come that day. He spoke kind of timidly, not the same brash person that people might have recalled. He described his error of judgment and said he'd dug himself into a hole that he couldn't dig out of. He seemed mostly sorry for having betrayed his wife and his sons and his brother who were in the business with him. And he said he was leaving a legacy of shame. But, you know, several victims made powerful statements that day, outrage and tears. One woman said, "I've had great pain and suffering," and she did not believe for a minute that Madoff had any remorse.
The investors who were ripped off, as we said, many were devastated by this. Did they get much money back in the end?
Well, investors thought they had something like $64 billion with Madoff, but so much of those returns were just made up. The bankruptcy trustee said people were only entitled to the amount of money that they originally put in. The trustee has returned about $14 billion to investors, by clawing money back from the Shapiros and hedge funds and other big investors.
So then, Beth, with Bernie Madoff now having passed, is this over?
Well, in a way, it's the end of that chapter, right? And of the biggest fraud that anybody had ever seen up to that point. And, you know, maybe investors have learned something about asking more questions, and perhaps the regulators are looking harder at people who could be committing these type of crimes. But you can bet, Bob, that there are folks out there cooking up the next big scam.
Surely so, Beth Healy, as sad as that is. WBUR investigative reporter Beth Healy, thanks very much.
Thank you.